Welcome to Legislative Report. Today we have Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler with us. And Representative Cutler, the House approved anti-hazing legislation this week. I believe you voted for the measure. Tell us all about it.
Yes, yeah, Senate Bill 1090 was prime sponsored by Senator Jake Corman, who is the leader in the Senate. And that bill was in response to Timothy Piazza, which was a sophomore engineering student at Penn State who died as a result of a hazing incident at a fraternity up there. And it was something that got a lot of news attention. It also brought attention, in addition to the tragedy behind the story, it also brought attention to the fact that our laws were seriously outdated. And Senate Bill 1090 took all of the different parts of hazing laws that were scattered across different sections of our laws and repealed them all and then replaced them with what is referred to as a consolidated new chapter, which means all of the laws were put into one place. Specifically, it set forth new offenses of hazing, aggravated hazing, organizational hazing, and institutional hazing, and it outlined the penalties that were associated with that. As you pointed out, I did vote for the bill. It actually passed the House unanimously, as did it in the Senate, and it's currently on its way to the governor's desk. It is also possible it could be signed by the time the listeners are hearing this. There are safe harbors in this bill, because that was an issue that was brought up. And, for example, if someone were to call for safety reasons to report someone who is seriously injured, they themselves would not be prosecuted for participating in the activities, as long as there was a reasonable belief that the individual was in need of immediate medical attention to prevent death or serious bodily injury. Again, that mirrors other areas of our existing law, because the desire to provide aid and assistance should always be better than the fear of prosecution. So I think it was a great bill. It was unfortunately necessitated by a very tragic occurrence up in the Penn State area, and Senator Corman did a good job of working on this bill, and I was very, very glad to see it come to completion.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on today's Legislative Report.